Season's greetings from SwampSwami.com. Today's show, Fantasy Football Final, second place silver for Swamp Dads. It's finally over. The Yahoo Sports Fantasy Football season for 2019 has ended. Our team called Swamp Gas was overwhelmed in the championship game by a 142-107 count. No excuses though in defeat. Our team still exceeded the predicted score, but our opponents simply had a terrific day. Sometimes you just gotta tip your cap to the victors for a great performance. Now, the best news for me was that we made the Yahoo Sports predictions at the beginning of the season look really, really bad. Initially forecast to finish 8th in a 10-team league, Swamp Gas overcame some crucial injuries to several starters, managed to find some terrific bench players, and then utilize them well to get into the playoffs and eventually move into the championship game. So we won the Silver Cup for second place in 2019. Not too shabby.
Excellent.
Let's review our season and give some awards to a few of this year's team members. First, let's recognize a few of our star performers in 2019. Number one, Austin Eckler, running back of the Chargers. Let's call that the Overachiever Award. Eckler started the season as the Chargers' backup running back behind Melvin Gordon. However, Gordon sat out the first few games in a contract dispute. He wanted more money, and he didn't get it. So Eckler literally took the ball and ran with it. He scored well for us early in the season, and then when Gordon returned, he continued to contribute weekly, even after returning to a backup role. Nice job, Austin Eckler. Second, Drew Brees, quarterback of the Saints. We'll give him the Hall of Fame Award. Brees was injured in week number 2 and sat out 5 games nursing an injured thumb on his throwing hand. Our Hall of Famer, though, came back to lead Swamp Gas to consecutive playoff wins and show that leadership that our team needed. Number 3, also from the Saints, it's kicker Will Lutz. We'll give him the Mr. Consistency Award. Lutz earned NFL Pro Bowl status this year by making an amazing 32 out of 36 field goals for about 90%, including 3 of 5 from 50 yards and beyond. Will Lutz was clutch all season for our team. Award number 4 goes to the Buffalo Bills defense. I'll give them the best value draft pick. We grabbed the Buffalo Bills defense with our final draft pick of the year. Buffalo's defense is currently ranked number 3 overall in the NFL and had some stellar games for old Swamp Gas this season. Let's go, Buffalo! And number 5, who could forget DJ Chark of the Jacksonville Jaguars, a wide receiver. We're going to give him the best general manager move of this year. Now, this was a tough decision because of some significant competition with free agent pickups such as A.J. Brown of the Titans and Deebo Samuels, a wide receiver for the 49ers. But we had DJ Chark, a former LSU wide receiver, on our draft radar this year, but opted to wait and see how he performed early in the year. He did well. We picked up Chark on week number 2, and he quickly became a starter for our team most of this season until an ankle injury slowed him toward the end. We had many successful free agent pickups this year, but DJ Chark contributed valuable points while our drafted wide receivers were injured early in the year. Now let's take a look at a few of our clunker picks for this season. Number 1, sadly, Adam Thielen, wide receiver for the Vikings. Thielen was our 3rd round draft pick this year, and I expected him to be a significant contributor to the team. However, he was injured for much of the season with a hamstring pull, and then he tried to come back too soon and re-injured the same leg. Whoops! Thielen also laid a goose egg, 0 points for us, this weekend in our championship game. All in all, I think he was our biggest disappointment of the season. But closely followed in 2nd place, Le'Veon Bell, the running back for the Jets. Lest we forget, Le'Veon Bell was terrific with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Then he got greedy. He sat out all of 2018 with a salary dispute. He finally received his money though this year with the New York Jets, but he didn't have an offensive line like in Pittsburgh to block for him. Bell was our 2nd round pick in 2019, but he never contributed the amount of points that he was predicted to score for this season. Number 3 in our disappointment list is Kerryon Johnson, the running back for the Detroit Lions. Now, Kerryon was also an early round draft pick. He started this season on fire with some great performances and solid point production. Alas, he went down early in the season with a leg injury and placed on injured reserve. That means he was out for 10 weeks. Fourth on our disappointment list is Darius Geis, another running back, this time with the Washington Redskins. Now, we picked Geis, another LSU standout, toward the end of this year's draft based on the hopes that he had recovered from a leg injury last season. Geis played well for a couple of weeks, and guess what? He was injured again. He suffered a knee injury early this season, went on injured reserve, 10 weeks out, and obviously didn't live up to his expectations for us for this season. And number five on the disappointment list is DJ Hockenson, a rookie tight end for the Detroit Lions. Now, Hockenson was the Lions' first-round draft pick this season. They had high expectations for him, so we grabbed him late in the fantasy football draft to back up our starter, Jared Cook of the Saints. Hockenson had a great start on our bench, unfortunately, and then he floundered after week number two. He then suffered a few injuries, including two concussions. We hope he heals for the offseason and is able to play for us next year if we pick him up. All in all, I hope you enjoyed learning about how we managed our fantasy football team. I wanted to give you the chance to see how we made the weekly decisions to add or drop players and who we should start week to week. It's always great to finish well, but as you might have noticed during the season, there's a lot of luck involved in this too. Our fantasy football team was quite fortunate to win a couple of games when the scores for both teams were less than 100 points. Luck was definitely on our side for much of this season. And so, in this holiday season, we now celebrate a second place finish in 2019 and look forward to next summer's annual fantasy football draft. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.